It's a Thursday. That means it's time for the fishing report. That's why Sean Sullivan's in studio and Captain Bobby Abrascato's on the phone.
Yeah, and brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and McConnell Buick GMC, just east of Dolphin Street. Just east of 65 on Dolphin Street. And here we go, the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning.
You better get one of those extended bed pickups from McConnell to load up on the lures you're going to need from McCoy's, baby, because it is on.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
The theme of the report today is finally some cold weather.
Yeah, because last week we were talking, we've dealt with this warm temperatures and the fish didn't know which way to go, but finally the cold's back. So what? And people who don't kind of trout fish in the wintertime don't get that, but the cold weather is a good thing.
It's a good thing, yeah, and getting right now, I hate to even use this word anymore, but is normally we get, more around Thanksgiving and the stretch of weather that we've had here the last couple of days, what we're going to get tonight and even into next week, it's finally getting cold and staying cold. And man, I'm telling you, these fish, and I'm sure I said that, we could probably go back to the archives and pull it up, but I know I kept saying that the fish are in these rivers. They're in these rivers are just so spread out. Well, we got the cold weather we needed, and it got them to react like they're supposed to when it gets winter. I'm doing air quotes here, wintertime. They're gathering up on these river ledges and the river channels, and, they were there all along, but it makes it a lot easier to catch them once you find them when you start doing this true type winter-type fishing. I was thinking about this morning when I was loading up the truck yesterday and today on the trips. I had one popping cork out of all the rods, whereas a week ago I had almost all popping corks and maybe one or two jig rods, and most of those never even got pulled out. And we didn't pull out the one popping cork rod I had yesterday. I think I do it out of superstition more than anything. I just can't leave the dock without a popping cork on. But it hasn't gotten wet in the last 2 days. And again, that's indicative of the wintertime pattern that we're going to be on now, probably for hopefully the rest of, here go my air quotes again, the rest of the winter.
Well, those fish, that what you're telling folks there about that not using the popping cork is you're fishing deeper, and you talked about the river channels and ledges. How generally, how deep? I know it's different bodies of water, but what should be
it
people
is, and you
at?
Nailed it right there. Different bodies. It depends on where you're at. You go down like a river, like, for example, Fowl River or maybe the Industrial Canal, you're talking about, 8 to 12 to 14 feet of water. And Fowl and 20 plus, in the canal as well as the Mobile River. You take a place like Dog River, deep water in Dog River is about 7 or 8 feet. So the fish are going to relate to the deepest water they can find, and that's what you're going to look for, So as you're moving around, pay attention to where the river channels are, where the drop-offs of those channels are, and that sort of thing. Another thing, too, and we've talked about this on the show, I'm sure as many years as we've been doing it, is I saw some guys put on a clinic yesterday trolling for trout. So this is a good time of year. We'll talk a little bit more in detail about that as we go on.
Okay, let's talk about this as well, because it's back to your wintertime special. This was such a big hit last year. Talk to folks about that.
Well, we're going to run starting January 1st through middle of March. We're going to run a $400 standard trip, $600. It's going to be $400 for the next, to March 15th, however long that is. And, it's a product of not having to go do shows again this year. So, and it was a blast last year, man. The fishing's just phenomenal, as you well know, during the winter. And it's not crowded. The weather's comfortable most of the time. And it's a great time of year to fish, So I had a blast doing it last year, and I'm looking forward to it again this year.
All right, let's talk about that. If somebody wants to get a trip booked now during the winter special, or they're looking at spring dates or whatever, how do they get a trip booked with you?
Go to ateamfishing.com, and there's some details on that winter special as well as our regular trip rates on there, ateamfishing.com. You can call us, the phone number's on there, or you can just fill out the little contact us form, and Miss Kim will get you fixed up.
All right, Bobby, I will be talking to you soon, and good luck, and keep at it.
Thank you, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.